You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Following the record dividend declared by Anglo Platinum earlier this week, its mother company, Anglo American, has followed suit. The global miner has also declared a record dividend to shareholders, boosted by soaring profits. Let's dig into the mining and the commodities complex at large with Jan van Niekerk, who's a portfolio manager at RECM. Jan, thanks so much for your time. Just honing in on the really strong profits that we have seen coming out of the mining sector recently, the fact that they can, you know, mine again as normal without restrictions from COVID-19. But what's been driving demand for all these minerals?
Hi, Fifi. Good evening. Yes, I think that you have to take into account that the results we're seeing at the moment is actually a culmination of a lot of things that's happened over many years. These results relate to activities and profits that were made in the previous financial year. And that came on the back of many years of cost cutting, financial and capital discipline, and also pressure on labor that came before this, after the previous mining boom. So what we are seeing now is that many South African mines have been able to mine or get their production up 10, 15, 20% perhaps, but they've been able to sell their production at much higher prices because prices internationally have gone up a lot. And that's why the profits are so high, because the cost base haven't gone up in the same way.
And with the price outlook, given that mining has resumed to normality, perhaps not only in South Africa, but in most parts of the world, and you've got all this supply now coming to market, what's that expected to do from a pricing perspective?
Now, if you remember, you know, when you talk to production coming to market, that is just regular mines returning to their pre-COVID lockdown production levels. Mm. It's not that easy to increase the production levels of any mine. It takes many years of investments and large capital expenditure. So the real increase in capacity takes years to expand. So my suspicion is if we still see the kinds of financial stimulus that the central banks in the world are putting into the system, and the constraint on supply, that commodity prices could remain at these levels for quite some time. Mining cycles are notorious for being quite long and lengthy. So I suspect we've got a couple of years left of high commodity prices ahead of us.
We've known that China is the world's largest consumer of commodities, but where else are we seeing strong demand for some of these minerals?
So remember, China is a big consumer of industrial commodities, so iron ore, steel, coal, etc. What we are seeing is that there's bigger and bigger demand for metals and commodities that are specifically related to electric vehicles. So if you think about, you know, the fact that fellow South African Elon Musk has popularized electric vehicles, you know, these vehicles use a lot of copper, for instance, and also minerals that goes into the battery pack. So demand is coming from non-traditional sources. And what happens then when commodity prices start rising? Investors also buy some of these commodities as a store of value or to make a profit, call it a speculator, which means that there's another third source of demand, which is people that will buy commodities to sell it for a profit in future. So higher prices sort of, you know, pulls in more interested parties that push the prices higher, which is pro-cyclical. And then at the other end, when prices start falling, you see reduce demand and also the investors selling those, and then you overshoot on the other side.
Jan, given that you've described this favorable background that the mining industry is in, and you're expecting the good times to keep on rolling for a while, which stocks would you advise some of our listeners to be digging into at this stage?
Yeah, look, I think there's a difference between the opportunity for the companies to make profit, and the market to a large extent already anticipate that. And then, you know, so the share prices already reflect a lot of it. I do think the South African platinum miners, and specifically some of the smaller platinum miners, still offer opportunities. I would think of a company like Royal Bafokeng Platinum, you know, as an opportunity. One would also be looking at parts of the market which are not favorites, which is coal miners, because the entire world is, you know, is gone green, and coal mining companies are not the flavor, and they are priced cheaply, although the actual product that they're selling is quite expensive at the moment. So something like Thungela Resources would be another one I would look at.
Which one wouldn't you be looking at this stage?
Sorry, so Thungela Resources, the company that was recently spun off from Anglo American.
Yes, yes. So I was asking on the flip side of that, which mining stocks would you be shafting or shifting out your portfolio at this stage?
Oh, to get it. Listen, I think the bulk miners are the ones that you want to have a look at and you know, and stay away from. I think there's a lot of good news in those already.
All right, Jan, thanks so much for that advice. That's Jan van Niekerk, who is a portfolio manager at RECM. Just talking about the mining complex, I mean, it has had received a lot of attention of late. We have heard and seen all the profits that have come through and the profits that have helped provide a cushion for South Africa's economy. And SARS definitely happy with the taxes that it's receiving from the mining sector. But the big question is, when does some of that money from the mining industry go into the real economy? And I'm talking about new money, the new money that creates jobs, the new money that helps get the cylinders of the South African economy pumping again, and what is needed to get that new money in the real economy at a faster pace. I think that that's a question that does need to be answered another day, because we have come to the end of the SAFM market update for today and for this week. And what a week, of course, it has been. And thanks to my wonderful team, Ed, breathing a sigh of relief as a result of the show being over. It's been a busy one, but we'll do it again next week. Handing you over to SAFM News. It's bye from us.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.